Good afternoon. It's Monday, August 5th. You're listening to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. I'm Vince Colblugo with today's South Carolina headlines. Two Democratic state representatives are calling on Republican Governor Henry McMaster to address gun violence after a deadly weekend of mass shootings. State Representatives Wendy Brawley and Wendell Gilliard wrote the governor to ask that he call a special legislative session so lawmakers can discuss two bills pending in committee, one that would ban the sale of military-style weapons and high-capacity magazines, while the other would establish a hate crime statute in South Carolina. The letter was also directed to House Speaker Jay Lucas and Senate President Harvey Peeler, who, under state law, can call a special session of the General Assembly, not the governor. Governor McMaster today ordered the flag atop the State House be lowered to half staff after 31 people were killed in two mass shootings in El Paso, Texas, and Dayton, Ohio. South Carolina farmers impacted by the ongoing trade war with China have collected millions of dollars in federal aid. A joint investigation by the Associated Press and Columbia-based State News found from September 2018 through May 2019, some 1,500 farmers, mostly in the PD in Orangeburg, split more than $24 million. The Trump administration last year authorized a $12 billion aid package to farmers, and this month announced a second, larger program. Today kicks off a week of major military exercises in Charleston. A massive convoy of more than 200 soldiers plus dozens of Humvees, ships, airplanes, and cargo left from Fort Bragg, North Carolina for Joint Base Charleston as part of the Dragon Lifeline exercise. Soldiers will use the week to practice loading and unloading equipment onto railways before shipping it by boat to Virginia later this week. A 16-year-old student has been arrested and expelled from a private Catholic school in the Midlands after posting racist videos that showed him shooting a box he said represents black people. Authorities say the videos were made in May, weeks before school let out for the summer, and the teen also threatened to shoot up the school while out on break. The state newspaper obtained a police report from the Richland County Sheriff's Department saying investigators were first shown the videos on July 15th. A photographer has single-handedly opened a civil rights history museum, putting his work on display and offering firsthand accounts of the events he witnessed. 81-year-old Cecil Williams opened the self-titled museum in his Orangeburg studio using about 350 photos, some taken by him. Williams says he waited a couple decades for the community to build it and decided to finally open it on his own. Forecasters say numerous showers and thunderstorms will likely linger across portions of the upstate and Midlands this evening. The National Weather Service says the probability for widespread hazardous weather is low, but in some places, heavy rainfall will occur, which could produce localized flooding. And federal regulators have issued a recall for Super Jumper 14 and 16-foot trampolines after dozens of consumers reported the legs of the trampolines breaking off. The U.S. Consumer Protection Safety Commission said the recall also includes models with enclosures. Anyone who bought the trampoline is urged to stop using it and contact the manufacturer for a repair kit. That wraps up your headlines. You've been listening to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org.